Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now... from Illinois, he's running for the 7th District for U.S. Congress of Illinois, is Chad Coppe. Good afternoon, sir.
Hello, Bill.
I've got a first question that I want to ask you, and this has nothing to do with what you're running for, but you are a retired airline pilot, right?
Yes, I'm a jumbo jet captain. I flew for the major airline for 35 years. I got 27,000 hours in the air.
So what do you think about this latest thing that you're seeing out there where a lot like United Airlines is talking about they're going to be doing their hiring based on DEI, on, diversity and all this other stuff. That instead of going after the best pilot out there, they want to have the most diverse pilot. What do you think about that?
Well, of course, that's a fine idea, one thing or another, except that it's a very dangerous concept. In other words, a good piano player's got talent, and a bad piano player can never hardly play the piano.
Right.
And if you don't have the talent in that, and what's driving these pilots to begin with is the desire to do that and to pick somebody up off the street, shall we say, and try to create talent. That does not work. And it takes talent to fly those airplanes. In other words, you gotta have your head into it. You gotta have your mind into it. You gotta have the hands for it.
Right.
It's an ability. It's a talent. You can't create it.
I read about some jet that had done a hard touchdown that had damaged the fuselage of the plane. And they had said that the pilot had issues in training and everything else. And that doesn't sound like somebody like maybe yourself landing that plane to me.
Well, fortunately for me, I never had that problem. I didn't always have better landings, but I had some better landings. Let's put it that way. I was always happy with the results of my work.
Most of these planes, aren't they fly-by-wire nowadays?
Yeah, you can. The last airplane I flew, you could set it up, and of course the pilot had to set it up, and you had to have a certain talent to set it up. But it in very inclement weather, where you can't hardly find the runway visually, you have to rely on instrumentation and mechanical ability of the aids that you have at hand that are created by the. Such as Boeing and Lockheed, people like that, they can. But anyway, the last airplane that I flew, it could land itself if you set it up just right.
Right.
In other words, you never needed to see the runway until you was on the runway. It would take you right onto the runway and land itself. And it would butter it on too. I mean, it wasn't like a rough landing or anything like that. It slid it up. It could land probably better than most pilots could.
Well, I see these things when they're like on taxiway, and I'm looking at the video that they're shooting in the cockpit, and the pilot and the co-pilot, neither one of them have their hands on the yoke or anything, and it's steering itself.
Autopilot and auto land.
And is that like following something that's in the ground that is going by? It's picking up some sort of signal to figure out turning left on the ground and all that other stuff.
No, after you get it on the ground and you're on the runway, you can see well enough at that time in order to taxi in because it had lead-in lights and things like that. It had colored lights for certain times and certain places. So if you hit that certain, like, when you would turn off, like in Munich, Germany, where you would look for green lights, and when those green lights would curve right off of the runway, you just follow those green lights, and it would take you to the terminal.
Well, I mean, I'm seeing what's happening. Like when you look at Budweiser, they probably did a diversity hire for Budweiser when they hired the new marketing manager who then ran the Bud Light campaign, which I think they lost $13 billion in market share on that. That's bad enough. It totally destroys the whole fiduciary duty for the publicly held company for the shareholders to make money and everything out of the leadership group. It's quite another thing when somebody gets hired because they might be missing one leg and they're female and they're a minority and they actually were a male to begin with, and they hire them because of that for some diversity hire when they fly it into a mountain, right? That's sort of a recipe for disaster.
It's there, and it's alive and it's well, and it's a very serious matter. It's a dangerous concept, and you know, why would people you know, in order to serve the leftist agenda, woke, shall we say?
Right.
It's a woke thing.
Right.
You know, it's a woke thing. In other words, they put their passengers in jeopardy in order to serve the woke agenda.
Right. Now, the reason I bring all this up is because you're running for Congress in one of the most leftist areas I'm aware of.
Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah. And they are reaping the benefits of, if they don't already have every leftist policy in place, it's probably because they don't know about a couple of them. Otherwise, they probably have all the leftist policies in place. They are a sanctuary city, yeah?
They are. Chicago is a sanctuary city. Yes, it is.
Gangland.
And what? Yeah, everything, a lot of negatives associated with it, a lot of violence, et cetera. But there is a new paradigm that's happening there right now as we speak. In other words, the black community is going up in arms because of the Mayorkas policy of bringing in the illegal aliens and shipping them up to Chicago, and they're taking in other words, the blacks are getting shoved into second place as
as far as the minorities and everything.
The minorities are the blacks, and the people that are being shipped in are the illegal aliens. And so what's happening now is the blacks are up in arms about that, and they are in rebellion as we speak to a large degree. And they're terribly upset with the Democratic Party.
Well, I would imagine that's going to be an issue and everything, especially with all the other stuff that happens in Chicago, because I know in the various places they're already kicking kids out of school for remote learning. You and I discussed that a little bit. But as we go along, I want to look at certain things that are happening in Chicago and in Illinois and how you would try to approach these things. Just to put it out there for people who might vote for you, I've got listeners in Illinois that listen to this, and I just want to see what we get out of that, just because it's got to be better than what's going on. I got to believe that. If somebody was out there flying a jumbo jet, that's got to be a pretty responsible kind of guy. So,
well, the last time I landed, I left Brussels, Belgium, and I landed in New York City's JFK with this Autoland situation that we're talking about. With the Lockheed L-1011. I had 306 passengers aboard and a crew of 14. So they was pretty much
Hang on for me, if you will. Coming up on the first break, talking to Chad Coppe. He's running for the 7th District in Illinois for Congress as a Republican. He has decided to enter politics somewhere I would never enter politics in. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back. Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Chad Coppe. He is a candidate for the 7th District, just in Chicago, Illinois there. Let's look at a couple of things that we can, please, sir. Like, in Chicago, what is it like? What are the opportunities in Chicago economically for people living there? How many businesses are leaving? Is it becoming a food desert or retail desert? What's happening in Chicago along those lines?
Well, they got a brand new mayor up there. In other words, and they are holding him responsible right now because he is part of the woke community, is part of the Biden regime, etc. But he's a black man, which that's neither here nor there. But the black people are very disenchanted with him right now simply because he is Mr. Woke, and he is supporting this idea about bringing in the illegal aliens, and what he's even suggesting that people take them into their homes because there's not enough room for the people, the illegal aliens are having trouble finding they're having trouble finding places for them. Matter of fact, they was going to build a tent city for them, and the black community went out there and did a demonstration and stopped the bulldozers from creating the tent city. So there is such a paradigm shift going on in the Chicago community right now that they are talking about abandoning, I said this a minute ago, they're talking about abandoning the Democratic Party because the Democratic Party, according to what they're saying, we've been with you for 100 years and you haven't done anything for us. You've done a lot to us, but nothing for us.
I don't think they've had a Republican mayor there since the 30s. Or almost.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, they haven't had it. I mean, the Democrats have had it for the whole time. But economically speaking, for young people, what kind of opportunities are in Chicago right now?
There is none. I mean, I shouldn't say none, but it's very sparse. It's a lose-lose proposition is what it is.
Right. So I guess the next question becomes, what about the businesses that are leaving? Like, I've San Francisco, pretty soon you won't be able to buy groceries in San Francisco. And I've seen that few Walmarts have left Chicago, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and not only, but the Cook County, that's Chicago is Cook County in the state of Illinois. But the next thing about it is Cook County taxes are so atrocious that people just plain can't afford the taxes anymore. And the businesses are leaving, such as Boeing. They left Chicago because of the tax proposition. If I got that right, I'm not sure about that. But I think that's what happened.
Well, I mean, when these stores leave, though, this starts a cascade, right? They take a retail outlet with them. That's item number one. Item number two is that it creates a hole for jobs, right? It takes a little financial ecosystem with it. Everybody delivers to it. Everybody works there. All those things. All that goes away when that happens. Has the new His Honor, has he gotten out there with any sort of economic plan to bring him back in?
I'm not certain about what he's saying or doing, except that it's not working. That's what I do know. In other words, it's...
So with all of that in consideration, is this what drives all these kids to the gangs?
Well, yeah, the smash and grab and one thing and another. That's the whole situation's out of control with the prosecutor there in Chicago, the county state's attorney, and one thing and another. Not one thing and another, that's not the word, but what she does is not prosecute. She persecutes people, but she doesn't prosecute the criminals.
Right.
She persecutes the good people. It's kind of like what the KBG man said several years ago. And I'm not talking about just Chicago, and I'm not talking about this particular person. I'm talking about the left movement all over the country. The woke thing situation has got, like the KBG man said, that's the Russian FBI. He was the head of the Russian FBI. KGB, yeah. Anyway, he said, show me the man and I'll show you the crime.
Right.
Which means that they'll set you up. Everybody, like even myself, has got to worry about that. In other words, they can make, look at what they're doing to President Trump, former President Trump. He's being indicted, in three different situations as we speak.
Yeah, but the thing about President Trump is he's probably the only one that could actually, he's the only one I have ever seen that tried to deal with this and campaign at the same time and dominate. So
and look at what happened in Iowa there with that the caucus situation that just happened three days ago. He ran away with the whole situation, and now let's talk about Nikki Haley. I want to talk about.
Well, go ahead. We got about a minute and a half. Talk about Nikki Haley. We can talk about it some more if you want to in the next segment. But I mean, what about Nikki?
All right. Well, anyway, she's the Manchurian candidate. In other words, the Democrats are not going to run the governor of California, and they're not going to run the former first lady, Michelle Obama.
Right.
But what they're really going to do is support, underhandedly, they're going to support Nikki Haley, and she'll be the candidate. And of course, the Manchurian candidate. She will, if she gets, in other words, they could, with her treachery and one thing or another, it could happen that they could make her the nominee before Mr. Trump gets the nomination. They could make or have him in jail or something. But it could be such a thing that she could get the nomination and win the election and be all the time on the team of the, the industrial, military industrial complex, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure.
Koch brothers, et cetera, you know, goes on.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Koch brothers are pushing it.
Yeah. I'm from South Carolina, and, she was the governor here. She never did anything when she was the governor here. And, now that she's out she is definitely the, it's interesting the way you put it, because a lot of people are talking about Michelle Obama was going to be the one. I think Michelle Obama would rather be the president of Harvard, to be honest with you. Neither one of them have any taste for going back into government. They so much easier to make money for doing nothing where they are at now. They don't want to be back in office. So, we're coming up on the next break now. Chad Coppe, what's the name of your website for people who want to find information on you?
It's Coppe, Koppie, forcongress.com.
Running in the 7th District of Illinois, which is in Chicago, which is the most interesting place I've ever seen anybody enter politics before. I'm sure there have been people before you that have done that in Chicago, just nobody that I've ever spoken with. And we're discussing the various things, the various challenges just of Chicago at the moment and of the country at large. And it's a very interesting conversation to have because of how great a town Chicago used to be before it was flown into the hill. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. A missile attack by Iran-backed militants in western Iraq did leave several American service members wounded at an airbase there. The Iranian-supported militias accused of launching missiles at Al-Assad Air Base Saturday. U.S. Central Command says most of the missiles were intercepted, but some did get through and hit the base. Meanwhile, one top White House national security advisor is saying that diplomatic steps have been taken to combat Houthi rebels in Yemen through peaceful means.
We've imposed sanctions on the Houthis. We have gotten dozens of countries to issue statements condemning their attacks. We've gotten a statement from the UN Security Council, a resolution condemning these attacks.
White House Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer, on with ABC's This Week, says U.S. and U.K. attacks will continue against the Houthi militants. The youngest son of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. has died, reportedly after a battle with prostate cancer. Dexter Scott King was 62. I'm Ryan.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Chad Copey of Illinois. He's running for the 7th District. We were just talking about Nikki. Is there anything else you want to mention about Nikki before we move on?
Well, the only thing is I think she's happily engaged in that situation where she would she is looking to do the bidding of these people. In other words, she's going to be the new puppet instead of if she was to be, if they were to prevail and she became the president, which isn't, it's not out of the question. That could happen.
Well, I think it's sort of a long shot, though. I think
absolutely it's a long shot, except for one thing. What happens to former President Trump with these persecutions that are in progress?
Well, I mean, I've been hearing a lot of people talking about that, about him going to jail. And I'm trying to figure out which one of these things that he's been charged with, which we know the Georgia thing's going to get, it's getting messed with right now. Jack Smith is getting messed with. And, you got people coming out about real estate developers in New York talking about everything that he's done, they've done. All of his prosecutions that are going on right now are sort of falling apart. And my only question becomes that the only thing that I would think would put him in jeopardy of actually serving would be if he was incarcerated. Are any of these things that he's charged with, if they threw the book at him and he was found guilty, does that put him in jail? And I sort of think not.
Well, that would come right down to the judge. Let's just say that the jury found him guilty on some ridiculous charge like he's being persecuted on. Well, let's just say then it comes down to the judge what kind of a sentence he's going to hand down. In other words, he might give him probation or parole, not parole, but probation. Or first of all, I hope that he prevails, like you suggested. These persecutors have got a problem because they're getting busted in their own right.
Yeah.
With their own wrongdoing, which is plenty. You know, so I hope he's vindicated all the way through, and that's a probability, not a possibility. I think you suggested that already. So the probability is that he's probably going to prevail in each and every one of those cases, which is going to be wonderful, and that would further vindicate the entire right wing movement.
Right.
So the idea that. That he is not going to be eligible to be president of the United States. No, that's remote.
Well, I mean, as far as he goes, you know, the other thing about Nikki is Nikki's doing the same thing John McCain did. Because when John McCain ran against Barack Obama, all he talked about was Barack Obama, while Barack Obama talked about what he was going to do. And all Nikki's doing is talking about the chaos that follows Donald Trump without mentioning what caused the chaos. And I think we live in a new cynical age where a few people are seeing through that. She's really quite the light. When she was the governor here, her chief of staff used to call this political consultant out of Virginia every day to get pointers on what she should do that day to get some national recognition. So she used the governorship of South Carolina to get on the national stage. And the reason she became the ambassador to the U.S. is because Trump made a deal with Henry McMaster, who's now the governor, that he would get Nikki Haley out of, he'd appoint her to something, and he'd become governor because he was lieutenant governor at the time. So, you know, he got what he wanted, and Haley got what she wanted. And in the interim, the other ones really suffering are us here in South Carolina because McMaster's not that much better than Haley.
Well, Bill, let's talk. You just used the word there, what she wanted or what he wanted, that type of thing. Well, it ain't what she wants, it's what they want.
Right.
Who are they? They are the power. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. We know that.
She's a swamp.
And so, she could be just planted there without any input from herself at all.
Right.
In other words, I think that's in progress. I think that there's merit to that.
Well, there've been some people talking about him picking Haley as his running mate.
Oh, that could never happen anymore.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's probably a better. I mean, I heard this. Stefanik is on his short list now, as well as Kristi Noem. So,
and I'll tell you who else is Vivek
Ramaswamy.
I think he's right in there.
Well, our bench is, you know, I wouldn't have a problem with President Ron DeSantis, to be honest with you. But I mean, I think this is still Trump's time, and DeSantis is later on down the road, and Ramaswamy may be as well. I've just been trying to figure out if he really believes what he's saying, or if he memorized what he's saying. I kind of think I'm beginning to think he believes what he's saying.
You mean President Trump?
No, Ramaswamy.
Ramaswamy.
I don't know anything about him beyond he's in business. He was successful in business. Now he wants to be president.
He's a billionaire.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, he has gained in stature in money since the election started. In other words, he was somewhere around $800 million or something like that when he started the campaign. He put, maybe $13 million or something into the campaign, but now he's a billionaire because of certain activities. And I can't name a chapter and verse, but that's a fact.
Right. Well, that's the beauty of politics, right? That's the beauty of politics, right? You go in,
it works.
You go in as a multi-millionaire, and then you come out, and well, now you're a billionaire. That's the way of politics, I guess.
It sure worked in this case.
It did. It did indeed. So,
but I will say this, that he is one sharp individual because he could just rattle off statistics like there was no tomorrow right off the cuff, you know. In other words, such as the FBI. I'm going to get rid of the FBI, you know, and he could take that for chapter and verse right on down the line. And he never did mention J. Edgar Hoover, which I wished he would have, but J. Edgar Hoover was he was lionized by the American people, and he was nothing but the worst kind of a criminal himself. In other words, J. Edgar Hoover, there's information on him that's available today that we didn't know nothing about back when. We thought that he was the savior of the prosecution business.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was, I put a lot of that at the feet of the TV series FBI with Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. We all had this romanticized version of what they were.
Yeah.
This guy was, first of all, he was the original transgender dude, and at the same time, he was gathering dirt on everybody. Probably had reams of bad information on everybody to try to get them to do various things.
And nobody was willing to identify him as being the real criminal.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Because he had it on him. He had it over on him. In other words, he had too much. Well, the same old story. Power corrupts, absolute. Power corrupts, absolutely. And that's where he came from. That's where he was.
Yeah.
And back to Ramaswamy. Ramaswamy identified the FBI as being a criminal terribly corrupt operation, and he would eliminate the FBI, get rid of the FBI altogether, and put the policing powers that the FBI had into the federal marshals. And who could argue with that? I would. The idea that J. Edgar Hoover's name is on the FBI building, that's of all the statues and everything that are being torn down by the left, the right should tear down the FBI building.
Yeah, yeah. That's one of those, that's a conversation for another day, Chad. We're coming up on the next break. Give out your website again, please, sir. KOPPIforCongress.com. Is that the website?
Yeah, KOPPIeForCongress.com.
We'll be right back. I'm talking to Chad Coppi, 7th District of Chicago. This is Lock and Load.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, till one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I have, well, I've been speaking with Chad Copey. He is running for Congress for the 7th District of in Illinois. I want to get back to Chicago for a little bit. Now, how much of the cartel stuff that comes into the United States comes through Chicago? I've heard quite a bit.
I wouldn't have any idea about the real numbers or anything like that, but it's, you just said it quite a bit. There's quite a lot. That's plenty of it going on. Let's go like that.
Is that what all gangs are about there? Is drug? Is the drug trade?
Yeah, the fentanyl thing and all that. A lot of drugs and this smash grab and all that type of thing. It's all hooked up, you know. And prosecuting attorney there is not prosecuting.
Right.
The real criminals.
Yeah. I read about an article where two gangs were in a gunfight, and they didn't arrest anybody because it was mutual combat. That's what you called it, mutual combat.
Yeah.
So that made it
okay. Yeah.
I've also heard that they have caught as many as 9 of these Glock switches, which makes the Glock pistol fully automatic in Chicago. They've caught them, they've confiscated them, and they have not arrested anybody over that. At all.
Part of the deal.
Yeah.
Part of the deal. Part of the scam, you know. Part of the setup.
Well, I mean, I have to surmise from this, Chad, and I hope I'm wrong, but I have to surmise from this that these politicians on the left, they actually see this as a profit. The crime and the dependency and the sheer destruction of this city is becoming one of these things where they see nothing but profit out of this. They're looking at this. And my biggest question is, what is it they want to be in charge of? Because all that's going to be left of this is going to be rubble when it's all said and done.
They want to be in charge of the power. It's a power struggle. That's what the world government thing is all about. You're talking about the World Economic Forum with this guy Klaus Schwab and one thing and another.
Right.
And it just goes on because this is all connected. The idea that, and it's power. It's always Bill Gates, you know, it's power, power, power. And the money,
Well, I mean,
makes power.
But the problem with the power is that these cities are hollowing out. Illinois has a net loss of people, right? They more people moved out of Illinois than moved in. And they're all moving. The Southeast now has a higher GDP than the Northeast. So everything's moving to the freer states that have less taxes and everything else. What are they going to be in charge of? All that's going to be left is going to be the welfare people, the illegal immigrants, and the gangs. That's what they want to be in charge of?
Well, their reward is further down the road. In other words, this power structure, in other words, I have trouble articulating what I'm trying to say. But the power is going to... They want to end up on the winning side of the big move. The big move is world government. And what they're trying to do is destroy the United States.
I looked at the World Economic Forum and I've been studying them a little bit, and I see them getting together and all their plans they want to do and everything. But the only problem is, they have no means to actually make that execute. And I've heard all the people tell me, well, they get politicians into compromising situations and everything else. Besides Trump, right? Besides Donald Trump, name any politician of consequence that is currently serving in the U.S. Congress in any way, shape, or form of any consequence that actually does anything, because it there's more to it than just getting some compromising photos of Chuck Schumer and saying, now you're going to do what we want you to do, because he's one vote. He may be in charge of the Senate, but he's one vote, and the Senate has too many rules for him to get by. So I want, if that's actually what they've got in mind and that's the way they want to go, they're going to have their hopes dashed. It's going to be spectacularly disappointing for them.
Well, I'm sure happy to hear that. That's what I'm anxious to know that. And I appreciate your dissertation on that, because it goes like this. My idea is that they're not necessarily correct. In other words, I don't want to be right on some of the things that I'm concerned about.
Sure.
I would rather be wrong than right. Such as the FBI. Let's just, I think that the FBI ought to be disbanded. Well, there's people that'll tell me right off the bat, well, now what are you going to do for a national police force?
Well, I mean, they're not doing anything. They don't. Right now they're saying we're tracking 300 guys on the terrorist watch list in the United States. What are they doing in there? How'd they get past you? And I know they tracked down every grandma that had a Sprite on the lawn on January the 6th in the Capitol. I know they found her and all that other stuff, which tells me they have capability, but they're not doing it. But here's the other thing. This is the other thing that I think that they failed to take into consideration. Perception, because politics is perception. And the perception is that they're going to take over the world. The perception is that they're in charge and all this other stuff. And they're just loud because they got the media. And right now the media is having a conniption fit, because they're all out there. Did you see that thing where they're trying to figure out a way to get the Pentagon to not take orders from President Trump if he's the commander in chief? You saw that? They're trying to put that together to where and that just isn't going to exist, because as the executive, he can walk in there and fire every single one of those people. I would volunteer to be his guy carrying the clipboard just to watch that happen.
I appreciate what you said on that.
Yeah. So, all that stuff. You have an uphill battle because with Chicago and everything.
Oh, there is no. Let me say this right off the bat, Bill.
Yeah.
I am hopeful to win the election. I'm not optimistic about winning the election. That's not even the reason why I'm running, is to be able to do exactly what we're doing right now. Have some say in the matter.
Right.
If I wasn't running for Congress, I wouldn't have this platform that you just gave me.
Right. Well, I mean,
in other words, I get a forum. I can stand on the stage and talk just like we're doing right now and say what I think. And so for for me to think that I'm going to win the election, that would be a lot of optimism on my part. I'm rather pessimistic about winning, but I would like to win. Would I take the seat? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the meantime, I'm prepared to just do exactly what we're doing right now, to have a say in the matter, and hopefully it would resonate some way somehow for the good of the country, for the Constitution.
Well, like I said, it comes down to perception again. The idea that most people have is that it's gone too far. There's no way to bring it back. That they're coming. They're this. And then when you ask, like I was doing my local show, and they were telling me the politicians that they were getting all of this information on politicians at the World Economic Forum, and they had them in their pocket. And I was like, who? And they couldn't name a name. And I was like, how? And they couldn't give me a circumstance. And then they just kept telling me, you know, they catch him in these positions. But who is they? Who are they catching? Because right now at the World Economic Forum, for their entertainment, they've got an interpretive dance thing going on while they speak in tongues. And all of the beautiful people are sitting back going, isn't this lovely? They're a bunch of very well-moneyed midwits. They're not really, you know, these are not the cream of the crop. Exactly. I mean, John Kerry... A lot of people made money off John Kerry, but I mean, look at him. Look at the dude. I mean, he's he peaked when he was the Swift boat fraud. So anyway,
he just resigned the other day, you know.
Well, yeah, because he's going to be on the. He wants to be on the campaign. Hmm. He just resigned from a position that didn't even really exist. He just had frequent tire miles from it. So anyway,
do nothing situation.
The climate czar never existed. Listen, I want to have you back as we go along with this over the next little bit and find out how things going, what you're thinking about this and everything. Chad Kopy, he is running for the 7th district in Illinois. What a place to be running for politics for your first elected office attempt. I salute you, and I appreciate you taking the time to join me today.
Thank you so much, Bill. But let me tell you this. I'm not a novice. I have run for public office before.
Okay.
I've been on the ballot in Illinois for the governor of Illinois already.
Well, then I was wrong about that, and you'll be able to handle this a little bit better than I thought. Good. We'll talk to you again. Thank you for joining me. Hour number 2 is inbound. This.
Thank you, Bill, and thank your audience as well.
Yes, sir. This is Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.